True Blood now back in the box. He's ready to go. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Moret. And it's going to be a throw over to first. Lefty checking Chase Larson over there at first. He's back. .45's leading 6-5 here in what's been a great ball game thus far. Back and forth. It's going to be another bunt there and foul back to the screen by True Blood. It's now 0-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of the Redding Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. And our Kia drive of the game earlier this game was that home run by Chase Larson, who is now at first base. He opened the scoring for the 45s with his third home run of the year. That's a curveball outside. True Blood watches it. 1-2 now. On deck, Austin LeBou. He's 1-for-2, also drawn a walk tonight at second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch now, and that's a ground ball down the third baseline. It's going to be foul. As another curveball there. Pulled foul as True Blood is out in front of it a little bit. Count remains 1-2 here. We're under the lights at Tiger Field. This is game 12 of 13 games in 13 nights. We'll do it one more time tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR. That ball's fouled out of play. A good battle here going by True Blood. Still 1-2. This is game 32 out of 45 on the season. Just a handful of games left. Check out RenningColt45s.com for the entire schedule and more information. Starting on Monday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, we've got the Redding Colt 45s Summer Youth Camp. Second camp of the year here for the youngsters to come and play with and learn from the best. Another curveball. This one bounces on or around the plate as Moret throwing that curveball early and often here. Larson fakes towards second. This is a slow roller down the third baseline. It's going to be foul. Count remains 2-2. True Blood now steps out of the box and takes a walk. Larson takes his lead off first. Being held on, big hole on the right side. Here's the 2-2 to True Blood. And he fouls another one back to the screen. Making Moret throw a lot of pitches here. Lefty in his second inning work here. He came in the sixth, gave up a solo home run to Heath. And now it's 3-2 as that's a curveball that doesn't make it back over the plate. Full count now. We'll see if Greg Cataray wants to start Larson over at first. Nobody out here. Larson doing a 4-pitch walk, and now it's a full count on True Blood. The payoff pitch. That ball is lined to left. Going to be playable. And Wheat takes it in. That'll be the first out of the inning. True Blood lines out to number 7. One down here, that'll bring up LeBou. He walked his last time, 1-for-2, with a single. After him, it'll be the top of the lineup with Meinhofer, who's 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI single. Moret fires that ball. It's popped up on the infield. It's going to be playable there for Watson at short, and one pitch, one out. Two down now. And it'll be Meinhofer with a runner on first and two down now. Score that a pop out to number 6 for LeBou. Mickey hit his first home run a few nights ago on the season. He bats here with a runner on first and two down. That's a ball down in the dirt there from Moret. 1-0. Six 6-5 ball game here in the bottom of the 7th. 45's trying to add to a 1-run lead here. The 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen. 1-1 now. And an enterprising young fan here gets his hand under the netting on the foul ball back to the screen. And he's got a souvenir. Something to be said for small hands there, I guess. This is the ball down there. It's going to kick back to the screen. And the runner's going to advance to second. So a free 90 feet there with two down as Larson's going to move up to second. Count is 2-1 now. Moret comes set now. Checks the runner at second, the 2-1. That's a ground ball down the first baseline, foul. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Meinhofer with an RBI spot here as Larson is advanced on the passed ball earlier in the at-bat. Already with one RBI here tonight. Trying to get an insurance run for his relief pitcher, Blake Williams, who threw a scoreless, or rather came in and finished the inning. That'll end the inning there, 6-3 on the putout. Watson with a nice play at short to get the speedy Meinhofer. That'll end the inning, one runner left on. We head to the top of the 8th, 6-5 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here. Blake Williams getting ready to start his first full inning of work. He came in the top of the seventh in relief of Brandon Lupton, who went 6 2/3, gave up 5 runs. He is in line for the win should this lead hold up. The 45's lead 6-5. Williams, the right-hander out of Alturas, California. He's going to face the 6, 7, 8 hitters in the lineup here. Ramirez, Nobring, and Samuels. So here's Ramirez. He's 0-3 tonight. First pitch is inside for ball, 1-0. Kicks and fires, 1-0 pitches. A bit high, 2-0 now. Ramirez 0-3, as is Nobring. And Samuels is 1-3 with a single. So the right-hander fires here on 2-0, and it's in there for a strike. This is game 2 of a 3-game series. We've got the final game tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460. That's a fastball in on the hands. He fouls it back. Good jam shot there by Blake Williams, putting it right under his wrists. All he can do is send it out to the parking lot down the first baseline. It's now 2-2. Williams rocks and fires. That's a foul ball back to the screen by Ramirez. Count stays there. Thank you. 2-2 again, and that's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. And he snags it on one hop, underhands it over to Sutton at first. 1-3 on the putout, one down here. Ramirez is retired. He's now 0-4. That'll bring up the DH. I've been mispronouncing his name all night. Apologies to the Fairfield fans there. It's Nobrego. Not all handwriting created equal. My apologies to Antonio Nobrego, who takes a 1-0, takes the first pitch. It's now 1-0, I should say. Here's Williams now. Fires one just inside. 2-0 now. One out, nobody on here in the top of the eighth. 45's leading 6-5. Blake Williams fires, and the 2-0 pitch is grounded up the middle to short. And Meinhofer has it kick off the bag. As that one, he was headed towards the middle of the diamond. Probably was going to have a tough time even making a play on it, as that ball was not hit super hard. And they had a long way to go, but it kicks off the bag and into center field. It's going to be a single regardless. So one out single here for Nobrego. Nobrego. And here's Quase Samuels. Had a single in the second. He's also grounded out and flown out. 1-3. First pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s on the radio. 1-0 pitch is in there at the knees. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out with a runner on first. Colt 45s leading by one. Blake Williams pitching to Zach Trueblood. They're trying to get Samuels out here. Runner goes and is swinging a foul ball down the right side. Runner will retreat back to first. And as Samuels drops down the third baseline to communicate with his third base umpire, or third base coach, pardon me. Might have missed a sign there for a bunt or a take sign for to give Nobrego a chance to steal there. Nonetheless, it was executed as a hit and run. He swung and fouled it off. So 1-2 count now. Williams in the stretch. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Here's the pitch. High fastball, 2-2 up around his shoulders. And that's saying something because Samuels is well on the north side of 6 feet, probably around 6'3 or 4 by the looks of him. 2-2 pitch now. And that one's inside. Just missed. No, they're going to say it hit him. And Samuels was not headed towards first base. The umpire actually tapped him on the elbow and said, go ahead and take first. So a strange call here as the umpire had to inform the hitter that he had been hit by the pitch. That's how we'll score it, a hit by pitch for Samuels. That puts the tying run at Nobrego up to second. And an infield hit and a hit batsman has the tying run in scoring position with one down here. Thornley is the catcher he's going to hit. And he fouls off a bunt here. It's 0-1. Runners on first and second with one down. And that one misses for a ball. 1-1 now. Thornley's 2-for-3, two singles. He's also scored a run. He pulls the bunt back that time, and it's down low. 2-1 now. Larson playing even with the bag at third. Sutton a couple steps behind the runner at first. Williams gets the sign. Now he comes set. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and he pulls the bunt back again. It's going to get past Trueblood. And both runners are going to advance now. Runners at second and third with just one out. A big 90 feet for both runners there. As Nobrego now at third, he represents a tying run just 90 feet away. Three balls, one strike now. And it looks like lefty Seth Kinnean, number 18, getting warm down in the bullpen for the 45s. That ball is flied out to center. It's going to be catchable there for Anderson, but this might score the tying run. They're going to throw down into third, and the game is tied. So a sack fly and an RBI there for Thornley. And this game is tied. It's now 6-6. We were tied 2-2. We were tied 3-3. And now 6-6. We've got a tight one here at Tiger Field on Saturday night. Colt 45's winners last night in game one of this series. And the second game here, very much in doubt, 1-0, as this one's down in the dirt too. The leadoff hitter, Timian Hughes. Two singles, two stolen bases. He's also scored a run. That's in four at-bats. And the first two pitches missed here. Second one down low, 2-0 now. Runner on second. Go-ahead runner is Samuels. That one's down low now, 3-0. Three-0 pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Hughes with the hitter's count here. Go ahead, run at second. Here's the 3-1. That's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was probably ball four. An aggressive hack there by Hughes, but he comes up empty. Full count now. Fans here exhorting Blake Williams. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That ball is down low, and he walked him. So Hughes advances to first on the base on balls. Runners on first and second now with two down. That'll bring up Wheat. One for two. He's also one for two with a single. He's also walked and had a sack bunt in four plate appearances. Scored once. That was in the first inning. First pitch of the at bat here. Fastball in the outside corner. Good location there from Blake Williams. 0-1. Runners on first and second, two down. 6-6 here in the top of the eighth. The 0-1 pitch. That ball is going to be flown down the left field line, foul, and nobody's going to get there. It's going to be a foul ball down the left field line. Larson, the third baseman, Meinhofer, the shortstop, and the left fielder, Porter, all gave chase. But it landed about 5 feet away from each of them. And it'll be 0-2 here. Williams in the driver's seat. Trying to hold the tie right here and give his 45s a chance to retake the lead in the bottom of the eighth. We've had three ties and over half a dozen lead changes. That's a ground ball to short. Meinhofer takes a rough hop, a really, really bad hop, and he caught it anyway and makes a close play at second, 6-4 on the putout to Labou, and gets a hustling Timian Hughes for the putout. That'll end the inning. One run scored here for Fairfield. We're now tied at six. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth at Tiger Field, 6-6. Daryl Moret, the relief pitcher, getting ready to start his third inning of work. He gave up one run in the seventh, one run in the sixth, zero in the seventh. And he'll face the 2-3-4 hitters here. Jake Taylor, Hunter Heath, and DJ Porter. Taylor watches the ball 1-0 down low. He's 0-4 tonight. And that's a fastball in there for a strike, 1-1. On deck, Hunter Heath, who hit a home run off of Moret in the sixth. And Taylor lines one. It's actually off the glove of the pitcher and behind the mound. Long throw there by Watson, and he made a nice play. Great play there by Rupert Watson, the shortstop for Fairfield. That was a line drive off the glove of Moret. Kind of dribbled past the mound there and taking it about 10 feet in front of second base was Watson, and he fires it to first to throw out Taylor. So a tough break there by Taylor. A line drive up the middle ends up being a ground out, 6-3. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. Solo home run to right center and a deep one. Last time up against Moret. That's a curveball down in the dirt, 1-0. One out, nobody on here. In a tie ball game, bottom of the eighth. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field, 1-0. That ball misses as well, 2-0 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia, their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s on the radio. That's a pop-up right to me here. And it's going to drop about 10 feet in front of those stands. Got to bring your glove, and all the kids scurry after the ball here. Bring your glove. You never even know. You might get a souvenir. Great crowd here tonight. Watching a tight one. 6-6. 2-1 count now on right fielder Hunter Heath. 1-for-3 with that solo home run. He's also drawn a walk. Scored twice. Big curveball, and that's a strike. 2-2 now. Moret not afraid to change speeds, and he'll throw that curveball on any count. Here's the 2-2. There's another one, and it's high. 3-2 now. Full count on Shawnee, Oklahoma's own Hunter Heath. DJ Porter on deck. Still looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-4. The full count pitch, and that's in the dirt, and Heath draws a one-out walk. So the go-ahead run is on at first in the person of Hunter Heath. He's already scored twice tonight. And here's DJ Porter, your left fielder. He's grounded out twice, flown out, and struck out. First baseman Samuels holding Heath on at first. Big hole on the right side for DJ. Outfield playing him to pull. Significantly playing him to pull. One of the bigger shifts we've seen here. As he pops up the first pitch on the infield, the catcher now calling for it about 10 feet away from home plate, and one pitch pop out for DJ will be the second out of the inning. Scored a pop out to number 2. And it'll be Sean Sutton. He's 3-for-4 tonight. 3 singles. He's also scored twice. And grounded out once. Consecutive hits in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings. The 45 scored in each one of those innings. En route to taking a 6-3 lead. It's currently 6-6. 2 outs, runner on first. Here's the first pitch to Sutton. It's very high and outside from Moret, 1-0. Chandler Anderson on deck. He would bat next should Sutton reach. Here's the 1-0 to Sean. And that's a pop-up right back at us again here. And back towards the snack bar and the grill there. Count is 1-1 now on Sean Sutton. That ball fouled back almost exactly the same spot now, 1-2. Sutton, a 6'3 first baseman out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Down 1-2 here. Moret kicks and fires. That's a curveball, and he waves at it. Strike three, so we head to the top of the ninth of a tie ball game, 6-6. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing, they have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins, their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness, Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Blake Williams has thrown one and a third innings here. He's going to start the top of the ninth in a 6-6 ball game. He's going to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, heart of the lineup for the visiting Fairfield Indians. 45's won game one of this series last night, 6-4. Game three is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at 6 o'clock at Tiger Field. And if you can't listen on the radio or listen on KCNR1460.com if you're not in Northern California. Jackson, the right fielder, 2-for-4 tonight with an RBI. He's also scored a run. First pitch is a strike. 0-1. Jackson, Watson, and Bruno. 3-4-5-4 Fairfield. Second pitch of the at-bat on the outside corner with a fastball. Williams coming out throwing strikes here in the ninth. 0-2. He kicks and fires. And that is a high fastball, and Jackson holds up. Checked his swing, thought about it, but did not offer. 1-2 now. He winds. Here's the 1-2. That's down in the dirt, and Jackson jumps out of the way as it was low and in towards his back foot. 2-2 now. And just a bit outside. And it'll be a full count here on the leadoff hitter. Sean Jackson. On deck is Watson. He's 1-for-3. He's also drawn a walk. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Good pitch there. Gets the first out of the inning, and Jackson goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. So here's Watson. He's made a few nifty plays in the field here for Fairfield, including last inning where he took a line drive that Jake Taylor hit that glanced off the glove of the pitcher. And with a quick reaction time and a strong arm, threw out Jake, robbing him of a hit. He hits here with one out and nobody on. Williams kicks and fires. First pitch is a check swing, and they appeal down to first base. No, says the umpire. 1-0. Watson had a big RBI double in the seventh. Out to left center field. His lone hit of the ballgame, the 1-0, that was in there for a strike at the belt. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here. Rupert Watson, the cleanup hitter, Looks at a 1-1 pitch down low, 2-1 now. Locked up in a tight one here at Tiger Field. 6-6 in the top of the ninth. Williams fires. That ball is down low. It's 3-1 now. On deck is Bruno, the second baseman. 1-for-4 tonight with a single. That ball is fouled back out of play into the parking lot. 3-2 now. Bruno's last at bat. I mentioned he was 1-for-4. His last at bat in the seventh. He was the first man that Williams retired before giving up one run in the eighth. That's a foul ball back to the screen as Watson with an emergency hack fouls that one off to stay alive. Count remains 3-2 here. Good battle going here between Blake Williams and Rupert Watson here in the top of the ninth. Fairfield trying to get a base runner here. Called strike three. He got him. Watson started to toss his bat to the visitor's dugout, and he's called out on a slider on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch there by Williams, and he struck out the first two hitters here in the ninth. Jackson swinging and Watson looking. And here's Chris Bruno. Flew out his last time. Second baseman comes up here with two outs and nobody on. Shows bunt and pulls it back 1-0. That one's high. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Their drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. That ball's fouled back toward the parking lot. Hope it didn't get my car. 1-2. Pardon me, 1-1, and this one's a check swing, but a foul back to the screen as he's unable to pull it back before that ball went through the zone. Now it's 1-2. 45 trying to keep this 6-6 tie intact and walk off here in the bottom of the ninth. Blake Williams, one strike away from putting up a scoreless ninth inning. 1-2 pitch, and that's a chopper up the middle. Going to have to hurry. It's LeBou at second. He catches it on the run, and he can't get it out of his glove. As he tried to make the throw on the run, it's going to be an infield hit for Bruno. He's now 2-for-5. Two singles for Bruno. That'll bring up Jason Ramirez. 0-for-4 tonight. Two groundouts, strikeout and a flyout. So he's been creative in the ways he's made outs tonight. But 45's looking for one more here. With two outs and a runner on first now in the top of the ninth. Williams in the stretch. First pitch is in there for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Good location there from the Alturas right-hander. A 1 pitch. Checked his swing, and they're going to appeal down to first again. And no, he did not go. 1-ball, 1-strike, very close there. Was Ramirez to taking a swing. 1-1 now. Williams toes the rubber, gets a sign from his catcher, Trueblood. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. Inside corner with the fastball. Nice location there once again. And Williams in the driver's seat, 1-2 now. Couple pitches to play with here. Might we see that slider outside once again? Here's the 1-2. And a breaking ball, and he fouls it off down the right side. Count remains 1-2 now. Bruno takes his lead off first. Williams comes set. 1-2 pitch once again. It's lined out to center field. Anderson on the run, and he's going to make a running play in the right center field gap. Nice play there by Chandler Anderson on a ball tailing away from him, and he catches it on a dead run. About waist height. Nice job there by the Utah Ute, and that'll end the inning. Colt 45's heading to the bottom of the ninth, trying to walk off on a 6-6 tie here against the Fairfield Indians. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Attention parents! Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Chandler Anderson leading off in the bottom half of the ninth for your hometown 45s. He had a great running catch in the gap to keep the tie at 6-6 in the top half of the inning. And as so often happens, make a nice play on defense. It seems like you're always the first guy up next inning. New pitcher here for the Fairfield Indians in the ninth. It's going to be Jason Pakai. He comes out of the bullpen here and throws a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. He relieves Moret, so we can close the book on Daryl Moret. The lefty went three innings, gave up one run. And we'll get a no decision here tonight. Foul ball down the right field line, foul into the parking lot. 0-2 here on Anderson. Anderson has singled, been hit by a pitch, and flown out twice, 1-for-3 tonight. 0-2 pitch here from Pakai. That's a ground ball, slowly hit to the left side. This is going to be a tough play. Long throw, and he is safe. He beat it out. Great hustle there by number 27, Chandler Anderson. As a slowly hit ball on the left side, he was digging all the way out of the box. And he beats it out, an infield single for Anderson, who runs very well. And the leadoff man and the winning run is now on base with nobody out. Chase Larson, who homered in the second, your Kia drive of the game, a two-run shot to left center, steps in. Anderson takes his leadoff first. Pakai in the stretch, first pitch of the at-bat. He's going to bunt, and he bunts at it and is not able to make contact. Strike one, 0-1 now. Pakai, the starting third baseman last night, went 0-for-2, was also, he drew a walk and had a sack bunt. He was the third baseman last night. That position being manned by Ramirez tonight. Larson already showing bunt again, and he pulls it back as that one's down in the dirt. Snap throw down to first to try and get Anderson, but he's back. One ball, one strike here. We'll see if they have the bunt on again with Larson. He was showing bunt before the pitch was even on its way. Here's the 1-1. He shows bunt again here. And he's going to get it down. It's going to be down the first baseline, and it's going to kick foul. Hit off the lip of the grass there and had a little side spin. And the catcher, Thornley, wisely swatting it out of the way once it went foul, so it couldn't roll back fair. 1-2 now. And Larson will presumably swing away here with two strikes after unsuccessful bunt attempts have gotten it to the pitcher's count of 1-2. Big hole on the right side. Anderson with a good size lead over there. Possible steal situation here. Larson now is going to ask for time. And Thornley is going to go out and talk to his pitcher, Pakai, on a 1-2 pitch. In addition to that home run tonight, Larson has been hit by a pitch and walked and reached on an error. So he's 1-for-2 in 4 plate appearances. Reached base all 4 times, though. Here's a 2-2, and now it's going to be a snap throw over to Anderson at first, but he's back. Samuels holding the runner on. Bruno playing at about normal depth for second baseman, perhaps even shading slightly toward the bag. For the double play, Watson deep in the hole. It's short. Playing Larson to pull here. Here's a 2-2 pitch, and that's a breaking ball. Good take there by Larson. That was a changeup and a pitcher's pitch at the shoe tops, and he wisely held up to force it to 3-2. The 2-strike pitch to Larson, and that's a hard hit ground ball to the left side. That's going to get through. Single to left for Chase Larson, his second hit of the night. Moving up to second is Anderson. Still nobody out here. So an infield hit and a ground ball that gets through between the third baseman and shortstop on the left side. Have first and second now. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Trueblood. Trueblood ends up the night 1-for-4 with an RBI single. He's going to be pinch hit for here by the left-handed hitter J.J. Hancock. So manager Greg Catteray wants a left-handed bat against the righty Pekai here. First and second, nobody out. Winning run at second base for J.J. Hancock. Hancock hitting 306, one home run, 16 RBIs in 16 games. He's also scored 16 times. First pitch of the at-bat here. Very high. Thornley has to come up out of his squat to jump up and grab it. 1-0. Pitch here from Pekai to J.J. Hancock. Swing and a miss, and he's got a 1-1 count there. J.J. did not get cheated that time. 1-1 now. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here. Bottom of the ninth. 6-6 tie. That ball also very high. So 2-1 now on Hancock. Ryan Williams has come out in the on-deck circle, so he will likely pinch hit for LeBou. Williams, the team leader in home runs and RBI. Hoping it doesn't get that far. Maybe Hancock can put this one away. That one's also very high. Now 3-1. So a hitter's count here, and he's one pitch away from loading the bases. With nobody out, Hancock can be very selective here. He can look for a pitch, a location, or both in the driver's seat. 3-1. Here's the pitch. That one is very high, and he walked him. And we're going to have another pinch hitter. It will be Ryan Williams. He's going to hit for LeBou, so LeBou ends up the night 1-for-3. He also drew a walk. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here with Fairfield. Manager and all the infielders, as well as the catcher, talking about what they want to do here with Ryan Williams. Bases loaded. The winning run at third base, just 90 feet away in the person of Chandler Anderson. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. The Kia Drive of the Week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. Stop by and test drive one today or maybe tomorrow, considering you're coming up on 10 o'clock at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Looking for a walk-off win here in the bottom of the ninth. 6-6. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Ryan Williams, pinch hitter, steps to the plate. A single and a walk has the bases loaded. And Chandler Anderson represents the winning run at third base for Ryan Williams. Pekai going to go from the windup. Infield has been brought in. First pitch of the at-bat. Very high up in his eyes, 1-0. A walk here wins the game. Nobody out. Big pitch coming up here, 1-0. Swing and a miss. He took a big cut there. 1-1 now. This is the 9 spot in the order. Meinhofer would bat next. The 1-1 pitch to Williams. That ball is very high. It skips past the catcher. And it bounces right off the screen back to him. So the runner stays put at third. Fortuitous bounce there for the Indians. Two balls, one strike now. Fans smelling a victory here. Pekai in the windup. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And a check swing. Did he go? They appeal out to the umpire. Yes, he did. Very close. And it's going to be 2-2. Big call there is what would be a 3-1 count is now 2-2 on Williams. Pitcher winds and fires. The 2-2 pitch. Very high. Full count. And the pitch of the ball game coming up here. 3-2. Bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 6-6. Ryan Williams, one pitch to win the game here. Against the Fairfield Indians. 45s won last night, 6-4. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. On a fastball down at the knees, Williams goes down on strikes. There's now one out. And it'll be up to Mickey Meinhofer. Mickey's 1-for-5 tonight, has an RBI single. That was in the fourth inning. And he can be a hero here with a fly ball or a base hit. Or heck, even a fielder's choice that isn't a force at home. Any number of ways the 45s can get it done here. Here, one out, bases loaded. First ball pitch. Just hits the outside corner. Nice pitch there from Pekai, 0-1 with the fastball. Here's the 0-1 to Meinhofer. That one is on the outside corner, strike two, 0-2 now. Two pitches on the outside corner have him up. On the Colt 45 shortstop, Pekai in the windup with the bases loaded here. He's ready now. Here's the 0-2. And a curveball nearly hit him. He had to duck down. And if Mickey sits still, the game's over. If he lets that ball hit him, this game is over. But he ducks down out of instinct, and it's 1-2 instead. Here's the pitch. That's a line drive up the middle, and that's the ball game. Meinhofer with a walk-off hit. Anderson comes around to score, and his teammates mob him as he rounds first, headed to second base. A walk-off hit for El Dorado Hills native Mickey Meinhofer here in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded. He ends the game 2-for-6 with 2 RBI. And his last hit, a big one, a walk-off here in the bottom of the ninth. Chandler Anderson with the winning run. And the 45s have won the first two games of this series, the second one in dramatic fashion here. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Chuck Kenny and Medal of Honor recipient Mike Sprayberry, just returned from their mission in Vietnam to find the remains of those Americans killed in action but are still missing. Topics will include how they went about their mission, what they found, and the future of this. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field after the thrilling walk-off victory here tonight. Colt 45's take game two of the series here against the Fairfield Indians 7-6 after a 6-4 win last night. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. I'm here with my co-players of the game, Chase Larson. We're going to talk to you first. 2-for-3 tonight. A home run, your third on the season, 2 RBI, a run, a walk, a hit by pitch. You reached on an error in 5 plate appearances. They didn't get you out once. That's what we call a little league 5-for-5 tonight. Tell us about that 2-run homer out to left center. You put it just to the left of the 358 sign on the light pole there. What did you see there? It looks like you got a fastball on the inside half and just put a good swing on it. What did you see during that at bat?
Lately, just been focused on letting a ball get deeper a little bit. I don't know. I just got lucky. They threw me a pitch that I was looking for. It happened to be a fastball up and was able to luckily get a good swing on it.
Your Kia drive of the game was the 2-run home run in the bottom of the second. That kicked off the scoring for your hometown 45s. Tied the game at 2-2. They would eventually be 6-6 in the bottom of the ninth and end up with a walk-off hit. You ended up with 2 hits. You had another hit there in the ninth inning during that rally. Anderson led off the inning with an infield single. You had a single, solid single through the left side. I ended up 2-for-3, as I mentioned, on base all night of that hit by pitch. He got two of you guys in 2 pitches there in a row. It didn't look like there was any intent there. It looked like it might have just been he was trying to take control of the inside half of the plate and got you guys. Did he get you, what, on the elbow, the forearm? What happened there?
Yeah, he got me right in the elbows, unfortunately, like the worst spot to get hit. I mean, trying to control the inside of the plate is his job. Just happened to miss in a little bit. Got me.
Well, and he had 2 hit batsmen in 2 consecutive pitches. There, not often you see 2 guys get hit in a row, much less on 2 consecutive pitches. You guys ended up getting 1 run that inning, scored in the 4th, 5th, and 6th before winning in the bottom of the ninth there. You had a pretty slick play over there at third base as you had to come in on a dead run and take it on a short hop. Do you practice that play a lot down? We've seen you primarily at the hot corner this year. When you came in on that one, is that just a read and react play, or is that something you practice quite a bit?
I mean, it's one of those ones where if you wait a little longer, it's just gonna it'll tear you up. You kind of gotta go get it, and it can either end right for you, or it can go south pretty quick. But
came in and made it look easy with the scoop and the transfer to the hand there. And if you stand back and let it take the hop on you, you got a longer throw and you don't have as much time anyway. So had to make a split second decision. A nice play there over at third. In support of the winning pitcher tonight, Blake Williams getting his first win out of the bullpen. He snakes a win after pitching 2 1/3 of a 1-run ball there. But we're talking here with Chase Larson again, 2-for-3, a home run. That was your Kia drive of the game in the second. Palisadro native here, former Foothill Cougar class of 2014. Your third home run on the season here. They've all been to the pull side of the field here. You said you've been focusing on going up the middle here a little more lately. And staying deeper, were you looking fastball on that pitch, or was it just looking for a location? You were ahead in the count, it looked like.
At that point, we were 1-1. I was just kind of looking for something that I was going to be able to get a swing on. It just happened to be the pitch I like.
45s end up tonight with a 7-6 win. We're going to talk to our other co-player of the game. Thanks for coming in, Chase. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're going to talk now to Mickey Meinhofer, your leadoff hitter tonight. In the bottom of the ninth, he came up with the bases loaded and one down. And he had the walk-off single here. 2-for-6 tonight, 2 RBI, including the walk-off single there in the ninth. Tell us what you were seeing through that at bat there. You end up with a single right through the middle, past a drawn-in infield. Looked like you kind of reached out and poked one that was on the outside there. It wasn't necessarily that fat of a pitch, but you just went with it, didn't try to do too much, and put it right out in center field for the win.
Yeah, he was getting a little wild there in the last inning, so I took a couple pitches, and then threw me a curveball almost like kind of behind me, so I kind of knew he was coming at me with a fastball there, trying to get over the plate, and I just tried to put a good swing on it, and you know, ended up the middle.
Good things happen when you take good at-bats, and you were ahead in the count there. You mentioned we had two singles to lead off the ninth, and then a four-pitch walk to pinch hitter Hancock after a strikeout by Williams. You came up with one out and delivered the game winner here. Seems like weekend baseball, we always have the nail-biters. The last two Friday nights, we had a walk-off win last Friday with DJ having the double to win over the Reading Tigers. The week before is that wild 13-12 game. And tonight you guys had a back-and-forth game. It was tied 2-2, then 3-3. It seemed like nobody could really pull away here. And you guys finally have that hometown advantage of the last ups in the ninth. And you guys put it together, a nice rally there, ending up 2-for-6 tonight. And played a pretty slick shortstop out there as well behind Lupton, who didn't necessarily have his best stuff. He battled there through six innings and gave up 6 2/3, gave up 5 runs. Blake Williams comes in and eventually gets the win there. But you guys out there in the field, it seemed like I think we only had one error tonight. Looked like you guys were pretty strong out there tonight. What were you seeing from the rest of your teammates out there?
You know, we got good fan support out here, and it was a good baseball game. And, you know, kind of towards the end of the game, it just, you know, got our adrenaline going. And, you know, really wanted to win that game. And then seeing all the fans here sure helped. And
yeah. A great crowd here at Tiger Field tonight, nearly capacity crowd. One of the bigger ones we've seen when that weather dips down into the 80s, the people come out to see the 45s here. Don't let the heat keep you away, folks, on the hotter days. Every seat in the shade here for the 7:15 start. We got a 6 p.m. start tomorrow for the third game of the series. Mickey Meinhofer and the rest of the Colt 45 is going to go for the three-game sweep over the Fairfield Indians. 6-4 win last night, 7-6 win tonight in dramatic fashion. Your co-player of the game, Mickey Meinhofer. Anybody you want to say hi to back there in El Dorado Hills, California?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my mom, my dad, my sister, and then my aunt and uncle. They'll listen in every once in a while. So if you guys are listening in, thanks for listening.
They better be listening tonight on the night you get the walk-off.
Yeah,
hit.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's your co-player of the game, Mickey Meinhofer. Again, 2-for-6 tonight, 2 RBI, including the big one, the walk-off RBI single. Pass a drawn-in infield in the bottom of the ninth with one out and the bases loaded. Once again, your final score tonight, 45-7, Fairfield Indians 6. Winning pitcher, Blake Williams. Losing pitcher tonight is Jason Pakai. I hope I'm saying that correctly, Fairfield fans. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460. Come join us for our 13th game in 13 nights and game number 33 out of 45 on the season. If you can't join us at Tiger Field, listen right here on KCNR1460.com and streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Once again, for my engineer, Jared King, our sponsors tonight, Redding Kia and Turtle Bay Exploration Park, I've been Kyle DeFore. Thank you for listening and spending your Saturday night with us. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Leslie Gold. I'm in for Brian. It's Kilmeade and Friends, 866-408-7669, talking about the absolutely hideous news that we woke up to this morning, where if not multiple snipers, at least one sniper opened fire, killed at least five officers, police officers in Dallas, and wounded seven more. The one gunman that ended up dead said he wanted to kill white officers. There are three others in custody. Dan Bongino is a former Secret Service agent, former NYPD, and a security consultant, and he's actually been talking about this all morning and keeping track of the events and the latest breaking news. Dan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me. I wish it was under different circumstances.
Yeah, it's really very, very depressing news today. I first want to talk to you just about tactics. We have possible multiple shooters shooting from a sniper's vantage point. There was body armor involved. There are some reports that the shooters positioned themselves in a way to triangulate on the officers. What does the level of preparation or these tactics that were used say to you?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because this is really a disturbing development. I mean, if this is and we don't know yet what this is, but if this is a Black Lives Matter group or a far left progressive group that learned to use this style of tactics, I mean, literally no cop anywhere is safe. I mean, we'd be dealing with the ISIS threat, the Al-Qaeda threat, and now far left groups that are going to emulate military style, you know, special weapons teams tactics in order to brutally murder them. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, look at what happened, right? You brought up a couple of things, but one of the things I noticed, I'm sure a lot of the listeners saw that horrifying 20-second clip of the police officer behind the concrete pillar engaging the one subject, and then the subject at point-blank range, killing him.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of things from a Secret Service agent and a former cop's perspective I saw there. The terrorist uses the cover and concealment in such a way that he is clearly trained on this in the past. He knows exactly how to use it to engage, but also to use it to cover himself at the same time. He also does some kind of suppression fire technique where he shoots to make sure that the officer backs behind cover and can't see him. And then he moves in kind of a bounding type approach and distracts the officer with the shooting one way and then walks around the pillar the other way.
Oh, wow.
This isn't the kind of thing with the trained eye looking at it that you would learn, you know, playing Duck Hunt on a Nintendo game. You have to seriously train to do this.
Where would someone get training like that?
Well, you know, sadly, a lot of it's available, online. I mean, I'm a liberty-loving individual at heart. I'm not suggesting we should suppress the YouTube videos or something. But, you know, in a free country, bad people get to look at this stuff, too. And they can go on YouTube and figure out, you know, how to use cover and concealment, how to bound, and how to do these type of things. And, you know, evil's just plagued the human heart forever. And now it looks like we've taken a dangerous new turn. Again, we're potentially... These far-left activist groups are emulating terrorist-type tactics to target our men and women in blue. I mean, this is just, I woke up this morning, as you probably did too, thinking, please tell me this isn't happening. Like, this has to be, please tell me. I thought to myself this morning, honest to God, I thought, this has to be reported wrong. Like, am I missing this?
Well,
for the first 5 minutes.
I'll tell you what, Dan, my first thought when I saw the tactics being used, I thought there's got to be some connection to terror here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
because of the level, it didn't seem like sort of, you know, a spontaneous impulse, emotional sort of, you know, attempt at police killing. It seemed too methodical.
Right.
Right.
And an important point on this, too, is if you look at some of the – there's a video on – I think it's on YouTube. I encourage the listeners to look at it. I think it's called Training Day. And it's a group of protesters. They're activists. And they're showing people how to hide and how to attack and kill police officers. It's been out there for a long time. This isn't, you know, something that just popped up. So I'm not suggesting everyone, obviously, in the Black Lives Matter movement feels this way. Listen, you have the right to protest peacefully. Thank God we do in this country. And I'm not going to do what the left does to us, which is stigmatize every conservative in the country when some idiot does something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Black Lives Matter movement needs to seriously take a step back right now and really, you know, reconsider what exactly they're asking for and what the results of some of their rhetoric have been. I mean, it's the only responsible thing to do right now. And keep in mind, Leslie, this is not the first incident. We had up in the NYPD Wen Jianlu and
that's
Ramos
right.
Murdered.
That's right. Basically executed. Yeah, executed inside their own patrol cars.
Right, by a guy, Leslie, who said he was motivated by Black Lives Matter. That's not hyperbole. That's not my intent to paint with a broad brush. I'm just quoting what the killer actually said.
So, you know, maybe it's time to reevaluate this and put the good of the country first and start to say, hey, you know, maybe we need to, you know, dial back in what we're talking about here and what we're asking for.
Yeah, I think that's fair. These movements, political movements or, you know, social media big mouths sort of gin up this situation far beyond even what the families of the victims want. It seems to, I only have about 20 seconds left, Dan, but I'll leave with this thought. It seems like the families conduct themselves with the most dignity of anyone, even in their in the face of their sort of unspeakable sadness for losing a loved one. You know, they want peaceful protest and just quiet judgment, quiet justice. And then, you know, some rabble rousers like Black Lives Matter or others gets a hold of it and blows it up to something else. Dan Bongino, thank you so much. 866-408-7669. Back with your calls. I'm Leslie Gold. I'm in for Brian. Kilmeade and friends.
It's Kilmeade and friends on Fox News Talk.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Single building on 5th is going to be your main target. You have half of the building collapsed all the way from the roof down.
Very
frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Welcome to Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel. It's one of my favorite things to do during the summer with family and friends, visit our country's national parks. Recently, a San Diego woman pleaded guilty in federal court to 7 misdemeanors for her 26-day painting spree at 7 national parks. The woman, evidently very proud of her artwork, used Instagram and Tumblr to document her spree. Now she's sentenced to 200 hours of community service and 2 years probation, during which time she's banned from lands administered by the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Army Corps of Engineers. Here's what. Defacing property, public or private, without permission is illegal. And posting photos of your crime to social media is a sure way to get caught. Sadly, the defacement of our parks seems to be a trend. Last month, actress Vanessa Hudgens paid $1,000 in restitution for carving a heart into a wall during a trip to a park in Arizona. For Wheel of Justice on Twitter, go to hashtag Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
When people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic. And in the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities.
That's the president again speaking from Warsaw, Poland, on what happened in Dallas, where we had snipers opening fire on police officers in the middle of Dallas. 5 are struck dead. 7 more are hurt. That's what I mean, by the way. That's a perfect example. Thanks for playing that. It's Leslie Gold, by the way, in for Brian. Some of you are. I'm not blaming the president. I'm not laying the blame for an incident like this at his feet. Okay, I don't think he's responsible for what these murderers did. However, what I do blame him for is exploiting an issue that may not be applicable. For instance, we have no idea if gun laws played any part in this at all. We don't know if the snipers bought these guns legally or illegally. And if they got them on the black market, then tightening the loopholes in the laws are not going to affect that at all, because they're not going through the legal method. So that's what I'm saying. I blame him for exploiting issues that may not apply. 866-408-7669. Let me go to many of your calls. You've been so kind to hold on. Let's get to them. David from Arizona. Thank you for holding. You're up. Hi, David.
Good morning, Leslie. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
As an ex-law enforcement officer myself, and my wife now a law enforcement officer, I would like to extend my prayers and wishes to the family members of the fallen heroes in Dallas, because they are heroes. They didn't turn their tail and run. They stood and fought. And that's what you learn in the police academy. You stand and fight. You protect and serve.
And I'm going to stop you here. I said it before, but I'm going to make the point again. Just think of those circumstances that they had. They had to clear a protest with about 1,000 people in there, simultaneously run towards gunfire while they are simultaneously being targeted from above by that gunfire.
Exactly. And if anybody in this country does not believe that this was terrorist originated, they're out of their minds. This is a divide and conquer tactic. This has caused a ripple effect. I guarantee you in the briefing this morning when my wife got to work, this was the first issue on the docket. This has caused a ripple effect throughout the United States, and it's not helping the officers of law enforcement. It's actually hindering them, and it's making public lives worse, in more danger than what they understand, because now they're going to be over protective of themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
right, because it we've just raised the risk on the police who are out there, even if they're just out there protecting the protesters in Times Square or other cities. Now the risk is raised on them, so therefore, out of self-preservation, they have to behave differently.
Exactly, because without self-preservation, they cannot protect the people they are protecting. And I appreciate Dan Borgino being on the radio, because he said it all right there. Those were terrorist tactics. Those were urban warfare tactics, and we're right in the middle of it. And gun control has nothing to do with this. If we have an unarmed society, people like myself that live in the mountain, we can't protect ourselves. We're 3 hours away from law enforcement here, other than my wife when she's off duty.
Right. I hear you. Well, I'm saying we have no idea if gun laws played any part in this. That's what I object to with the president when he assumes racism before we know, like he did in the Ferguson case, or he assumes it's a gun control issue and it may have no connection at all. Thank you, David. And thank you, you know, for your service, your wife's service as well, and, you know, protecting the citizens that you serve. 866-408-7669. Philip from Chicago, you're up. Hey, Philip.
Hi, I'm ex-military infantry. You know, the cops are killing 1,000 people a year in their custody. And you're talking about rabble-rousers.
In their custody? You mean when they're in jail?
If they're in police custody, Like the thing that happened in Minnesota. They were basically in police custody, and he's shooting into a car with a baby and a woman in the car, right? But you like to bring up Ferguson and Mike Brown, but you never mentioned Scott.
Philando Castile. Philando Castile and Alton Sterling we spoke about for quite some time yesterday on the air. So don't tell me I didn't want to bring it up, because we spent, you know, over an hour on it. And I'll tell you what I said. I said that they may very well be bad shootings. I thought that we don't have all the facts. We don't know what preceded. She turned on her video after the shooting took place. But to my eyes, that didn't look like a justified shooting. Okay.
What about your doublespeak? The president is not guilty, but then he's guilty. See, you want it both ways.
No, maybe you missed the nuance of my statement. What I said is I am not willing to lay the blame for this. I'm being specific on President Obama. Some of the callers are, but I'm not. I don't think that's responsible talk. The same way I don't think it's responsible when Jesse Jackson says it's Donald Trump's fault, which I think is completely ridiculous. What I am blaming the president for is when he assumes facts not in evidence. I don't think that's helpful.
The cops feel targeted.
Well, you didn't answer me, Philip. I mean, you think it's helpful when the president assumes it's one thing and then is proven wrong later?
See, what happens is you let these police, what you call them, police supporters, get on here and speculate all kind of ridiculous nonsense about Black Lives Matter. You call them rabble-rousers. You know they don't want no violence, but you got these people coming over here targeting. But see, this is why Black people feel targeted. Speaking as a Black person,
yeah,
this is why we feel targeted, because the cops sit up here and say they feel targeted, but Blacks can't feel targeted. But we're the ones that are getting shot at an unproportionate rate. Okay, we're 13-14% of the population, but we're 50% of the people that are getting shot and killed by police.
I think actually
60%.
Yeah, no, your statistics are wrong, but your statistics are overblown. You're not 50%. But I'm going to I think it's a third. But I'm going to let you make your point anyway. Here, go ahead.
Just like Jared Fogle, this guy that got out of jail for sexually molesting children, but then you look at Black, because of overcrowding in the prisons.
He's out?
How do Black people feel in America?
Let him out. Is that right? Jared Fogle is out? I didn't even see that. That's not right, Philip. I don't think it's correct, is what I'm saying. He's still in jail.
Oh, no, he's out. But what's going on?
Look, if you're going to make a point, you need to have facts that are accurate. You can't just spout off and make things up out of whole cloth. Can we find out, please, in the control room if Jared Fogle is out? Because that would be outrageous and could be completely surprising. We're going to find out. All right. But I will say this. We're talking about the president and so forth. Here's where I'm critical. The president, upon Ferguson, said that too many young men of color are targeted by the law. And he laid the blame on it being racially motivated. And then the police department in Ferguson cleared the officer. And then that wasn't even good enough for the president. So he sent in his own Justice Department, head up by Eric Holder, who did their own investigation, and they were eager to find a reason to try the cop. And even the Justice Department, headed up by Eric Holder, found that it was a justified shooting, that Michael Brown reached into the patrol car and tried to grab the gun off the officer, and any perp of any color that did that could expect to get shot down under those circumstances. So in the end, it wasn't racial at all. And that's my criticism. When the president jumps to the conclusion, as you did, Philip, that it must be racially motivated, when in fact the facts lay out later, and it's not that at all. Jared Fogle is still in jail, by the way. His appeal was rejected in June, and he's serving 15 years. So please get your facts straight. 866-408-7669. Who's next? David, listening on 1230 AM. KFPW, listening on Fort Smith, Arkansas. That was a mouthful. Hi, David.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
For taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to forest fires and things, that forest fire will stay basically in the same spot and only spread slowly without one big element, and that element is wind.
Mm.
This whole rhetoric about police did not start in Ferguson. This rhetoric about police started with the arrest of the Harvard professor in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when Obama said the police acted stupidly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They ended in the beer summit.
Then it also, with the Trayvon Martin issue, with this young man could have been my son, and this rhetoric toward people that were in the business of protecting and serving other people, and these attacks have continued verbally. That's the wind that is making this fire bigger than what it is, and has resulted in some of these devastating actions like what happened in Dallas yesterday. And that's he does have a responsibility as commander in chief and as the president and as the leader of our country to be thoughtful in his rhetoric. But the problem with that is, with that statement, is he is very thoughtful in his rhetoric.
I know what you're saying.
People are failing to understand in this whole thing, and with President Obama, he's had a fundamental goal to fundamentally change our country. People need to realize his background of being raised by communists, his attachments to George Soros, all these things. When he speaks, I guarantee you he talks to Valerie Jarrett before he ever opens his mouth.
They're right, the secret power behind the throne. I understand what you're saying. David, thank you for the call. 866-408-7669. Let's take a break. Come back with more of your calls. I'm Leslie Gold. I'm in for Brian. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-908-1334 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-908-1334. 800-908-1334.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Goldman in for Brian. It's Kilmeade and Friends. 866-408-7669. David Clark also had something to say about President Obama and basically making the same point I did, that he speaks before he knows all the facts. Number 29.
It's kind of interesting. He said the facts aren't in. He usually is popping off at the mouth before he's been briefed or before he knows any of the facts, you know, like he did yesterday without any foundation. He talked about racism and disparate treatment and people of color, all this nonsense. Like I said, he's armed with powerful words, and he uses those words irresponsibly. It fuels this sort of anger toward the American police officer, and I wish he'd knock it off.
866-408-7669. Tim from Cedar Rapids, you're up. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I will just say this as a black person. It really doesn't matter if the black person is a high school dropout or a PhD rocket scientist. They could be dirt poor or filthy rich. The complaint about police brutality spans across all walks of life in the black community. So I kind of just wonder, do white people think they're just making that up? Because you often hear white people say, well, police don't treat you no differently than us. Why would the entire race of black people I mean, even black cops are talking about they don't feel safe when they're carrying their gun around and they're off duty.
I think two things, truly, you know, to have a sincere discussion with you. First, for the police, I think, I'm not a cop, but I think they, every day they, you know, put on their badge and they strap on their gun and they, for most of them, they go out and hope to God that they don't have to use it. And that's how they approach their job for the vast majority. And many cops feel that they discharge their duty with care and according to the rules, and they pull people out of wrecked cars and they hold people's hands while they're dying and they run towards gunfire, not away from it, so you can be safe. And then there's an incident like Philando Castile, and immediately they're all racist killers. They're all painted as racist killers.
Yeah, but that still doesn't answer the question of why blacks have been, I mean, literally since the beginning of time,
you
blacks
know,
from all walks of life.
Yeah, I know. A person that is my neighbor in my building is African-American, and we talk about this quite a lot. And he was telling me that he was pulled over by a cop, and he was given a bad attitude by the NYPD, and he immediately interpreted as it's because he was black. Now, I told him a story. I wasn't driving, but I was in the back of a car for a guy that was driving us somewhere. And by the way, he said he mouthed off a little bit to the cop because he was pissed off. And we were pulled over, and the white driver happens to be, I think he's of Romanian descent. The white driver mouthed off to the NYPD too. And he got holy hell rained upon him. So I said to him, I saw the same behavior by the cop directed at a white guy. You just don't see it. And I think, I'm looking at the world through white eyes and you're looking at the world through black eyes, and we interpret the world through the eyes that we have.
Well, yeah, but I think that white people are just as smart, if not, you know, the same as black people. Why aren't white people complaining about whites being, you know, shot by police? I mean, if it's happening, why? There's no YouTube videos of white people being wrongfully shot. I mean, are they just ignoring it? I mean, is it happening?
I don't know. The statistics are that when police discharge their weapon, two-thirds of the time it goes into a white person, and one-third of the time it goes into a black person. So the statistics are there. I don't know the answer to that. But I will say that if there truly is a problem, and there the police in certain areas are trigger happy when they have a black person in their custody, I'm glad to see these videos. The Alton Sterling, and especially the Philando Castile, the Castile one, bothered me the most. And I'll tell you why. Because Philando Castile is a legit guy. You know, he has no record. He's never been in trouble. He was legally licensed to carry that gun. He informed the police officer that he carried the gun. And, of course, we didn't see what happened before he was shot. But from the video after, it seemed to me like everyone in the car was calm and the officer was too amped up over the whole thing. So
yeah,
I'm glad to see video like that. And if it turns out that was, you know, that Philando Castile didn't do anything to deserve to get shot like that, that policeman will be charged with murder. And he should be.
Yeah, but the problem is you have to wonder how many people did not have a video, or what would happen if that video didn't exist. Because you look at it, like I said, black people from all walks of life throughout American history have been complaining about this. And there's never been a time in American history where white people weren't saying, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Mm.
I mean, I don't care if it's slavery, we got free meals and free food, we shouldn't complain. If it's separate but equal, hey, your stuff is just as good during the segregation era. I mean, we've always been told there's nothing to complain about.
I hear you, Tim, and I think I'm back to that because, you know, we walk through the world and we see it differently. Thank you for the call. 866-408-7669. We'll be right back. Leslie Golden for Brian. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Police agencies across the U.S. are on edge after receiving threats and calls for violence against them on social media in the aftermath of the killings of two black men and the sniper attack that left five officers dead in Dallas. Some departments are ordering officers to pair up. This is a police official addressing protesters in Baton Rouge.
Operations Command, we're now withdrawing our officers and getting prepared to
President Obama says America has been through a very tough week.
Americans of all races and all backgrounds are rightly outraged by the inexcusable attacks on police.
The president says Americans of all races and backgrounds have to come together. On the campaign trail, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says the violence in Dallas is an attack on all of us.
We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization.